Tuesday, February 24th. Memorial of St. Matthias. The lesson from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verses 15 through 26. In those days, Peter, rising up in the midst of the brethren, now the number of persons together was about 120, said, "Men and brethren, the scripture must needs be fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost spoke before by the mouth of David, concerning Judas, who was the leader of them that apprehended Jesus, who was numbered with us, and had obtained part of this ministry. And he indeed hath possessed a field of the reward of iniquity, and being hanged, burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. And it became known to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the same field was called in their tongue Haseldama, that is to say, the field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, Let their habitation become desolate, and let there be none to dwell therein, and his bishopric let another take. Wherefore of these men who have companied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus came in and went out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day wherein he was taken up from us, one of these must be made a witness with us of his resurrection. And they appointed two, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Eustus, and Matthias. And praying, they said, Thou, Lord, who knowest the hearts of all men, show whether of these two thou hast chosen to take the place of this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas hath by transgression fallen, that he might go to his own place. And they gave them lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. Haydock Commentary. Peter, says St. John Chrysostom, who was prince or chief of the apostolical college, who had authority over them all, who by his place and dignity might without them have chosen and appointed a new apostle to succeed Judas. Yet he consults them. Here Peter acts and ordains in virtue of his supremacy, and the other apostles agree to his appointment. Judas is here said to have done what was done by others with the 30 pieces of money, purchased a field. And being hanged, that is, as St. Matthew says, having hanged himself, he burst asunder. The Greek has it, falling headlong, as perhaps he did by the judgment of God from the place or tree where he hanged himself. Judas did not possess the potter's field, but he furnished the price to buy it, giving back the 30 pieces of silver. His bishopric let another take. The words were prophetically spoken in the Psalms of the traitor Judas. Let their habitation be desolate. In some manuscript copies, in both Greek and Syriac, we read, Let his habitation be desolate. In the Psalms, the text was written against the Jews, the persecutors of Christ in general, but in this place, Peter applies it to Judas in particular. Judas is said to have gone to his own place of perdition, which he brought himself to. They used lots, which they might lawfully do when they knew that both of them were fit and every way qualified for the office. This method of deciding the election of ministers by lots is one of those extraordinary methods which was inspired by God, but can seldom or ever be imitated. Where both candidates appeared equally worthy, as in the present case, and human judgment cannot determine which is to be preferred, it cannot be said that it was wrong to decide by lots. Thus were avoided any of the evil consequences which might have happened by one party being preferred before the other. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 through 30. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I confess to thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them to the little ones. Yea, Father, for so hath it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered to me by my Father, and no one knoweth the Son but the Father, neither doth anyone know the Father but the Son, and he to whom it shall please the Son to reveal him. Come to me, all you that labor and are burdened, and I will refresh you. Take up my yoke upon you, and learn of me, because I am meek and humble of heart, and you shall find rest to your souls. For my yoke is sweet, and my burden light. Haydock Commentary. Jesus gives thanks to his heavenly Father because he had revealed the secret of his coming to his disciples, who, according to the false opinion of men, are called children and fools, and had hid it from the scribes and Pharisees, whom he in ridicule calls the wise and prudent. By this prayer he also begs that his heavenly Father would complete what he had begun in his apostles. So says St. Jerome. Christ does not rejoice that it was not revealed to the wise and prudent, but because it was revealed to his little ones. So says St. Thomas Aquinas. Fear not the yoke of Christ, for it is a yoke of the greatest sweetness. Be not disheartened when he mentions a burden, because it is a burden exceeding light. If then our Savior says that the way of virtue is exceeding narrow and replete with difficulties and dangers, we must call to mind that it is so to the slothful only. Perform therefore with alacrity what is required, and then will all things be easy, the burden will be light, and the yoke sweet. So says St. John Chrysostom.